We live in a world where we move a lot, we run around, and we very rarely have a chance to stop and think. And what a lot of people will tell you is that because they never stop and they never have a chance to really reflect, they never have a chance to really decide or change their minds about a course of action that they're on. And I think that that's a very frightening reality. I remember when I was about 20 that I bumped in, I was talking to a Rebbe of mine, and he said to me, he goes, you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to be 40. And that's exactly what happened. My life very, very quickly went from 20 to 40. And now I find myself with that question, what goes on? What happens next? What do you do? And again, if you don't change your course, if you stay on the same course, it's very hard to really see things differently. I believe that's what the parsha is telling us. What God is saying to the Jewish people is, I want you to understand that before you, I place two possibilities, bracha and klala. There's the bracha, blessing, and then there's the curse. And what is the blessing? It's if you keep the words of God. And what is the curse if you don't keep the words of God? But I think that the key word in the pasuk is re'eh. God says, I need you to actually see it. You're not going to see it. You won't. You will not see it if you don't stop. You won't see it if you don't think. And so, what I think the command of God is to actually notice the bracha, is to actually notice the klala. But you could only do it if you actually are looking, if you're carefully choosing and selecting a path, and rather than relying on inertia and just continuing to plug because you plug. I can't even tell you how many times in the last year and a half I've reflected because I've been forced in one way or another in so many different aspects of my life, I've been forced to stop. And when I stop, I was like, whoa, why would I do that? It doesn't make any sense. But if I hadn't stopped, I wouldn't have been able to see it. That's a bracha. It's a bracha to be able to see it, to understand it, to reflect on it. I strongly recommend, even if a person does not have a full-out opportunity to stop what they're doing, I highly recommend that every couple months, a person sits down and looks at what they're doing and says, does this make sense to me? Because if it doesn't make sense to me, then stop doing it. Get off the road. If you don't use GPS and you just drive and you think you're going in the right direction and you don't stop, do you know what eventually happens? Eventually, you find yourself in places that could potentially be so far from your desired result. You gotta stop. You gotta look. You gotta enjoy. You have to think. If you do all of that, I believe we're more likely to be successful.